From NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. At least 75 people were killed by a suicide car bomber during a volleyball game in Pakistan today. The BBC's Alim Maqbool is in Islamabad and reports the attack is being blamed on the Taliban.
There are two reasons why people are pointing the finger at the Taliban. One, this is an area very close to South Waziristan. That's a Taliban stronghold and a place where the Pakistani army has been conducting a massive offensive against Taliban militants. Now, they are claiming it's been a huge success. But of course, the fear is that militants have simply fled the area to neighboring areas. And Lucky Marwat is very close to South Waziristan, so it could be simply a revenge attack by the Taliban. But particularly, there is reason to believe it's the Taliban because among those killed are members of a local peace committee. That's a group that was campaigning for an end to Taliban influence in the area. So a lot of them were killed in this attack. So it is indeed a worrying development if a peace committee was targeted in this way. Others have been targeted in the northwest, but that is why people are pointing the finger at the Taliban.
The BBC's Alim Maqbool in Islamabad. The Transportation Security Administration today says it's reviewing airline screening procedures. The announcement comes after the CEO of Delta Airlines criticized government air travel security guidelines. Delta owns Northwest. A suspected terrorist managed to get on board a U.S.-bound Northwest flight Christmas Day and tried to detonate explosives. Meanwhile, President Obama's nominee to head the TSA admits he misled Congress. In October, Errol Suther said he one time improperly asked police to conduct a background check on his estranged wife's boyfriend. In a letter revealed by the Washington Post today, he now says he himself conducted two inappropriate background checks. As of today, California restaurants are no longer allowed to use trans fats. That's one of hundreds of bills California lawmakers passed in 2009. NPR's Ina Jaffe has details.
The cities of Boston, New York, and Philadelphia have already banned trans fats, which are associated with coronary artery disease, but California is the first state to do so. The ban is one of 872 bills passed by California lawmakers in 2009. That's actually the fewest number of measures adopted by the legislature in 40 years. One reason is that California simply doesn't have the money to implement new programs. But recognizing marriages performed in other states doesn't cost much, so same-sex couples married where that's legal will receive the same rights as other married couples in California, with the exception of using the word marriage. And 2010 will see the first observance of Harvey Milk Day, named for the assassinated San Francisco gay rights leader. Schools will be required to observe a day of special significance in his honor. Ina Jaffe, NPR News.
And a new law takes effect in North Carolina today. The nation's leading tobacco-growing state is imposing a smoking ban. This is NPR. Time Warner and Fox Networks say they've agreed in principle to a new distribution deal affecting millions of cable subscribers around the country. They provided no details, but Fox has demanded Time Warner pay much higher fees for carrying its programs in some of the country's largest markets, including Los Angeles, Chicago, and New York City. 2009 was a tough year for a lot of banks, but particularly for those in Georgia. As the year came to an end, another five Georgia banks were put on the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation's watch list for troubled institutions. Georgia Public Broadcasting's John Sepulveda reports.
Some 25 banks in Georgia have been shut down by regulators since the beginning of the year, more than any other state in the country. Meanwhile, a third of the state's banks are under regulatory orders to straighten up their finances so they don't go out of business. Most of these failures come from banks investing heavily in real estate and development. Many were also rural banks. Those closures hurt the state's agricultural system, which were serviced by the institutions, according to industry analysts. There was also a rarity in the state as one Georgia bank, Rockbridge Commercial, was so bad off the FDIC couldn't find another institution to take it over, despite the fact the funding would have been backed by the government. For NPR News, I'm John Sepulveda in Atlanta.
New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg was sworn in today to start his third term in office. The 67-year-old billionaire was able to run for a third term last year after he orchestrated a change in state law and won by a relatively narrow margin. At his inauguration today, he called this term a special opportunity that comes with extraordinary responsibilities. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News in Washington.